I'm Alan Hall, president of WeatherGuard Lightning Tech, and I'm here with the founder and CEO of Entastore, Phil Totaro, and the chief commercial officer of WeatherGuard, Joel Saxham. And this is your newsflash. Newsflash is brought to you by our friends at Entastore. If you want market intelligence that generates revenue, then book a demonstration of Entastore at entastore.com. Copenhagen Infrastructure Partners has announced the acquisition of a 1.3 gigawatt portfolio of onshore wind projects in New York called Liberty Renewables. CIP has made this acquisition through its CIV fund, where it is targeting a final close of 12 billion euros. Liberty has recently submitted its application to New York's Office of Renewable Energy siting for its first project, Hoffman Falls Wind, where construction is due to start there in 2026. The building work on other projects in the 1.3 gigawatt portfolio are due to start somewhere between 2027 and 2030. Phil, why is Copenhagen Infrastructure Partners going for onshore wind in the United States?
It's a great question. And in particular, this Liberty Renewables portfolio is kind of interesting because the New York Independent System Operator, certainly within the state of New York, they need, you know, additional power. So, you know, anybody that's got a pipeline of projects in New York is probably in good stead. Their power prices in NYISO have actually been fairly robust. And so I think, you know, when usually projects in New York don't have a fixed price power offtake contract, except for the offshore, obviously. And even then, there's an escalator in there. But yeah, I mean, most of the projects in the NYISO market are, you know, on a pretty healthy, you know, merchant power offtake. So it's actually a great deal. And I mean, they're looking at, you know, potentially with this, their fifth fund here, they're looking at a total potential of, I think they said something around 22 billion euros. So on top of what they've already got committed, I mean, this is, you know, something that can help them extend more investments into some markets where there are small portfolios of development assets like this that they can start grabbing.
Yeah, and just so everybody knows, this is not a bunch of in the ground projects operating. This is a development pipeline. So these are permitted and or not permitted, but you know, active projects that are in the development phase, where CIP will come in, finish the development, and of course secure financing to make these things happen. So right now, nothing in the ground, but soon to come.
Spanish renewable energy firm Acciona Energia has decided to restructure its business in Brazil. After they have reviewed their portfolio, the company has decided that the Latin American's largest economy was adapting to current conditions in the domestic market. And this has implications worldwide, Phil. Brazil is going to be a renewable energy powerhouse. Why is Acciona pulling out of Brazil now?
Yeah, this is a really great question, because even for wind, they've got, Brazil has something like 6.1 gigawatts that's going to be built this year. I forget precisely off the top of my head how much solar, but they've had an explosion lately. And just on the wind side in Brazil, they've got another 81 gigawatts of projects that have been proposed to the kind of national regulator down there. All of those would either have to go get a CNI power offtake or go through the auctions to be able to get some type of utility or other offtake agreement in place. So not all of that 81 gigawatts is going to be built, but that's what's in the pipeline at this point, and that stretches them out through the next, 5-6 years. So that's a massive amount of potential capacity. What's interesting, though, and I think one of the reasons for Acciona pulling back from Brazil is because of the currency exchange rate down there, a lot of the companies that got some of the tariffs that they received from previous auctions are seeing their PPAs basically down at about, you know, $16, $17, $18 a megawatt hour now based on the current, you know, currency exchange. And so that's leading them to struggle when it comes to profitability, despite the fact that they have exceptionally high capacity factors down there that tends to make up a little bit for, you know, a low PPA price. But Acciona's just in that kind of weird space where a lot of their projects, you know, part of it's because they took the Acciona 3 megawatt kind of legacy platform down there, the 116, the 125 meter rotor. That product family has not been performing as well. So that's been denting Acciona Energia's financial performance a little bit. And also Acciona didn't have as much in the development pipeline down there. A lot of other companies, including Statkraft and others, came in from Europe and started gobbling up a lot of the lucrative project sites, leaving Acciona to kind of wonder where the opportunity is for them in that market. So, you know, from the standpoint of a lot of independent power producers, you see this kind of reflection on, you know, can we make money in this market?
Yeah, just for everybody listening as well, for clarification, this is Acciona Energia. So this is the development and operating arm of wind farms or of assets, not the Nordex Acciona OEM side of things. That's regularly confused. So I want to make sure that nobody's on that page.
German manufacturer of wind turbines Nordex is reducing its production in Brazil in response to low demand for contracts in the Brazilian marketplace. Phil, so Acciona Energia is backing out of Brazil. Now Nordex, like an OEM, a really good OEM, is deciding to back out of Brazil. Why is Nordex slowing down in Brazil?
Well, this also gets into some of the economic and financial scenarios around. They got clobbered a bit because of the performance of those, you know, legacy Acciona 3 megawatt turbines that we just talked about. But they've got some sales of the N163 platform. They just don't have enough sales to warrant a full-fledged thrust into the market. You've got Vestas very strong in Brazil with tons of orders, more order book than I think, you know, even the subcomponent suppliers can handle at this point for the V150. And they're just not, you know, the Nordex with the N163 and also Siemens Gamesa with their 6 megawatt 170 platform, they have both kind of pulled back from the Brazilian market because they're just not seeing enough order book to justify being down there. So it's a bit disappointing, and it's basically leaving the Brazilian market for only really a handful of players. You've got Vestas. That's obviously the strongest in the market. GE's kind of pulled back. So that's leaving Goldwind, who is taking over, supposedly, GE's manufacturing facilities there. And to the extent that Nordex can get some additional orders, then they'll definitely maintain their presence in that market. But yeah, I mean, you see this happening in a number of major markets around the world where there's a bit of consolidation happening in terms of the number of OEMs that are offering products there. So, you know, the Brazilian market is quickly turning into a majority Vestas market.